Ready to go. All right, the recording has been started.
Great. Well, good morning. I am Jen Claussen, the chair of the Washington State Real Estate Commission. It is now 10 a.m. on Thursday, August 21st, 2025, and I'm calling this meeting to order. This meeting is open to the public. We'll take time at the end of the meeting for brief public comment period. Participants will have no more than 3 minutes to address the commission. As a reminder, commissioners are not to engage in conversations during the public comments. As a courtesy, I ask that participants keep themselves on mute to reduce the background noise. And when the commissioners would like to comment on a topic, please use the raise hand feature in Teams. Once I've called on you, unmute yourself and state your name before sharing your comments. Please remember to mute yourself again after you finish speaking. And with that, Sandy, I'll turn it over to you.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and take roll, and I will start with you, Chair Claussen.
I am here.
Vice Chair Chang. Commissioner Ballas.
I am here.
Commissioner Bruce Jones.
Present.
And Commissioner Schmitz.
Here.
Both Commissioners Galano and Brazil have an excused absence. We have 4 in attendance, which is a quorum.
Great. Thank you, Sandy. Next, we'll move to the approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting as presented?
I so moved by Commissioner Ballas.
Second, Commissioner Bruce.
Great. Any discussion on this topic on the agenda? Okay, then I will call for a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. And are there any abstentions? The motion is approved, to approve the agenda as presented. Thank you for that. Next, we'll move to agenda item 4.1, the approval of the May 15th, 2025 minutes. We have 2 sets of minutes to approve today, so we need separate votes for each meeting date. Is there a motion to approve the May 15th, 2025 minutes as presented?
I motion to approve the May 15th minutes.
Great. Do I have a second?
Commissioner Ballas seconds.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the minutes for May? Great. Let's go ahead and take a vote. So all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Are there any abstentions? Okay, so our meeting minutes for May 15th, 2025 have been approved. We will now head into our July 28th, 2025 meeting minutes as presented. Do I have a motion to accept those minutes?
Commissioner Schmitz, I move to accept the minutes for July 28th.
Do I have a second?
Seconded by Commissioner Ballas.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the meeting minutes from July? Okay, let's go ahead and take a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. And are there any abstentions? Great. So we have our meeting minutes from July 28th, 2025 that have also been approved. Thank you, commissioners. We will move to agenda item 5.1, recognition of Vice Chair Chang's service. I would just like to take a minute and thank him. I know he's not here today, so I didn't realize he wasn't going to be here this morning, but I've appreciated serving with him as the vice chair for the commission the last few years. I think he brings a lot of great knowledge to the commission, and it's been a real joy working with him. So, Sandy, I think you had a few words you wanted to say on behalf of the staff.
Yes, on behalf of the staff, we really want to thank Vice Chair Chang for his passion for the industry and bringing his wealth of knowledge to the commission. We will be sending him a plaque to commemorate his service on the commission. His term officially ended last week, so this was going to be his last meeting with us. We really appreciate him and all the work that he did for us. And now we'd like to open it for maybe any commissioners to share their thoughts on him.
This is Commissioner Schmitz, and I just want to say I so appreciate the conversations that Eddie brings to the subcommittees and his thoughtfulness when we are talking on the topics and the perspective that he brings.
This is Commissioner Bruce. I just wanted to thank Eddie for when I first came on. He's the one that invited me out to lunch and sat with me and sort of showed me the ropes, and his passion for this job is just unmatched. So he's really, really going to be missed by me.
And this is Commissioner Ballas, and although I haven't had been on the commission very long and had a chance to really get to know Eddie, he was the first person that reached out to let me know I had been appointed, and he really does have an amazing wealth of knowledge regarding our industry, and really thoughtfully thinks everything out, doesn't jump to a quick decision. So I appreciate having worked with him for the short period of time.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for your kind words. Back to you, Chair Klassen.
Great. Thank you. So we're going to move to our agenda item 6, which is old business. And I have the privilege of providing a PSI update. So I have a couple of different updates with PSI. We've been working with them quite closely to correct some customer service issues, correct the way that some of the data passes from PSI to DOL so that it speeds up our licensing transaction time. So we still are working through those issues. Why we are also in a place where we're heading out for a bid for a new contract. So the contract we've extended it a couple of times over the last 2 years because we needed some time to work through the RFP process. I'm being told that we should have a new RFP out for this body of work by the first of the year. So we're working through our contracts office and with our IT shop to make sure that we have all the requirements that are necessary for someone to be able to bid on this body of work. So that is in the works. We have a subcommittee, our education subcommittee, I believe, as several of you are coming in to Olympia to work with the psychometrician on questions to ensure that our exam is representing the new legislation that passed in 2024, to make sure all that information is in the examination. So we're working through that as well. We also are working with Arillo to see what other testing options are out there. And I know there's been some conversations about them kind of taking a little bit of a lead role in working with states and offering another option for testing, but we're still like a couple of years out on that. So we're going to stay really engaged through that part of the process just to see what options do we have out there for testing vendors. So it's top of mind. I have a great team working on it from the business side to ensure that we continue to push forward. When we do enter into a contract, whoever the successful vendor is, we have some stronger contract language that we'll be working on to ensure the accountability side of that is easier to continue to manage. So I'm not sure if any of the commissioners have any questions. I know Eddie had brought this issue forward and wanted an update, so I'm not sure if anybody else has any other questions for me regarding PSI. Well, we'll continue to bring it forward as updates because I know it is of interest to all of you how we how we move forward on this. Agenda item number 7, new business. It doesn't look like we have any. So now we'll move into our agenda item number 8, reports. And it looks like we've got some subcommittee report outs. So the education committee, Commissioner Schmitz, are you up?
Yes. So this is Commissioner Schmitz. And so since the last update in May from the May meeting, we have spent our time working on the core curriculum. And in the meeting packet is an example of the draft and also the red line, so you can see the changes that were made. We had multiple listening sessions. One was in May and one was in June. We received feedback from a few groups separate from the listening sessions, and we took everything and put in consideration when writing this new draft for the core. And the final draft will be completed in October, I believe, if I have my dates correct. And then the next thing we are now focused on is the resources available from the Washington Center for Real Estate Research, and we will have an update on that in the November meeting. And Tim and Sandy, if I missed anything, please jump in.
No, ma'am, you were right on point.
I did a good job.
Yes, you did.
You did a great job. And I'd like to thank all the subcommittee for their hard work on the core curriculum. Is there a motion that I need on this, Sandy? Yes?
Yes, okay. We do need to vote to approve this.
Okay. So do I have a motion for approving the 2026-2027 updates to the core curriculum?
I make a motion to approve the updated core curriculum for 2026 and 2027, and this is Commissioner Schmitz.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
This is Commissioner Bruce. I will second it.
Great. Thank you. Is there any discussion that the commissioners would like to have on the core curriculum? Okay, let's call for a vote then. Those in favor of the 2026-2027 core curriculum updates, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. And are there any abstentions? Okay, then the core curriculum for 2026-2027 has been approved. Thank you all. And now we have our next report out, which is the team names for team names subcommittee.
Yeah, I can do a quick report out on that, Chair Klassen. This subcommittee has paused its meetings until after the 2026 legislative session. So we will be removing this item from future agendas until such time where this subcommittee decides it's time to reconvene.
Okay, any questions from the commissioners? No. Okay, we'll move on to 8.1.3, Transaction Coordinator Subcommittee.
This is Commissioner Ballas. So in the committee, there was discussion. The commission discussed the authority as it's related to approving types of transaction services with a reminder that commission does not have authority to make decisions, only recommendations to the DOL. Transaction companies or coordinator companies should send all of their questions to DOL boards at dol.wa.gov. And Sandy will forward to the correct unit for answers. We reviewed RCWs, and those have been added to the 2026-2027 core curriculum, just as Commissioner Schmidt had elaborated on during her review. We want to stress the importance for brokers using TCs to fully understand both RCW 18.85.011, specifically section 17A through H, real estate services, and RCW 18.86.020 the agency relationship. Recommended collaboration between DOL and Washington Realtors to create educational training videos. And then transaction coordinator subcommittee decided to pause work as a meet as needed option. We're going to kind of see how those videos go and then circle back around. That completes my report.
Great. Thank you. Any questions? Okay. We'll move on to 8.2. And Sandy, it's back to you, it looks like.
Yep, this is me. So the staff will no longer be reporting this data on a quarterly basis. So we will be removing this item from future agenda items to be presented on an annual report. So this annual report will be given at the first meeting of every year.
Great. Any questions? You. Okay, great. We'll move on to 8.3, operational support services. And it looks like we have a legislative update from Taylor Hughes.
Great, thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Taylor Hughes, and I'm a management analyst with the Operational Support Services team. I'm here to provide an update on House Bill 1552, which extends the fee on real estate broker licenses to fund the Washington Center for Real Estate Research and adjust the fee for inflation, and Senate Bill 5294, professional accounts. So since the last regular commission meeting in May, we kicked off the implementation for House Bill 1552 and held a special commission meeting to approve the increase in real estate broker license fees from $10 to $20. The operating system, forms, and website have been updated to reflect this change. We're also deep into rulemaking and expect it to become effective around mid-September. The department is also implementing and gross substitute Senate Bill 5294, professional accounts. This agency requested legislation requires DOL to move individual profession accounts into a single fund account. Last year, DOL did some outreach with various boards and commissions sharing this request to help professions by creating a larger pool of resources to absorb any sudden cost increases and allow future fee increases to be more gradual. This will go into effect on January 1st, 2026. Does anyone have any questions?
The only clarification I want to make in there, Taylor, is it didn't impact the real estate accounts at all. It was our smaller regulatory accounts that got moved into our larger business and professions account.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, but great report out. Okay, well, thank you so much, Taylor. We'll move on to agenda item 8.3.2, the housing market report.
The housing market report. It has been published, and it's on the Washington Center for Real Estate Research website. The link to the website is both in your packet and on the screen. If anybody would like this link, please email the DOL board's inbox, and I can email you this link. There are several reports available on the website: housing market report, census data report, and annual income reports. Any questions? Great. Thank you.
Okay, don't go anywhere. Yeah, you've got the next one too.
Okay, I'll just keep going. So we've got the master action item list, and we had two items on it, and both are complete. The first was to include PSI discussion on the next meeting agenda. And this will be an ongoing agenda item. So we'll have it on our next meeting agenda as well. And then we also were assigned to change the cadence of the staff reports to annual. We've done that. And so we don't have any pending action items.
Great. Thank you. Now we'll move into agenda item number 9, the public comment portion of our agenda. So I will now open the floor for the public to address the commission and to share their thoughts, concerns, and requests. Written comments may be submitted at least 2 days prior to the meeting by emailing dolboards@dol.wa.gov. Before I move on, Sandy, did we have any written comments that we had received?
We do not.
Okay. Thank you for that. I'll move on to members of the public. While you're addressing the commission, please remember each member of the public is limited to 1 3-minute comment. Comments submitted in writing count as your 3 minutes. Comments must be on the matters within the commission's jurisdiction. Commissioners are limited to directing staff to study the matter further or requesting the matter to be scheduled for a later discussion. But this time, we can open up the floor. You may raise your hand if you have a public comment.
I do not see any hands raised.
Sandy, do you see that we have somebody in the lobby? I just want to make sure that we can let them in also.
Got it. Okay, I don't see any hands raised. Is there anyone who called in who may not have access to the raised hand feature? If so, please come off mute and here's your 3 minutes for a comment. Okay, back to you, Chair Clausen. I don't see any hands raised and no one has come off mute for a comment.
Okay, great. I'm going to go ahead and close the floor now for public comment. So we'll move on to agenda item number 10, our conclusion of the meeting, and we'll go into the announcements, 10.1. Are there any announcements that anyone would like to share, any of the commissioners would like to share? Okay, we'll move to 10.2, request for future agenda items. Do any of the commissioners have a future agenda item? Oh, go ahead, Commissioner Bellis.
Well, I think Commissioner Schmidt is trying to talk, but she's on mute.
I'm so sorry. I'm not sure if this is like an agenda item or just an update, but for the next meeting, to discuss, the Washington Center for Real Estate Research and what it offers.
Sandy, can we add that for a future?
Yes. Agenda item.
Okay. Sandy, can you review our action items, 10.3?
Yes. So I have two action items that I recorded from this meeting. One is that PSI will be an ongoing update for old business. And two was a report out on the Washington Center for Real Estate Research and the resources that they provide. Did I miss anything? Okay, thank you.
Okay, so now we're going to head to our agenda item number 11, which is our adjournment. It is now 10:25 a.m. on August 21st, 2025, and our meeting is is adjourned. Our next meeting will be via Teams on November 13th, 2025 at 10 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your summer, commissioners, and we'll see you in the fall.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great rest of your day.